Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 77. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey.
And we got a little bit of a lighter week, but I caught up on some stuff. But starting off, we did both see a brand new movie that is available for digital rental and probably in theaters here and there. It's called The Invitation. It's directed by, what is her name?
Karen
Sama.
Sama.
She did Jennifer's Body, and this is the same director and writing team as Jennifer's Body, as well as like the Anne Flux movie.
Ooh, yeah. She also did Girl Fight, which I hear people liked. I never saw it, so
it's a weird track record. But she also. She's done a lot of TV, Chicago Fire, Man in the High Castle.
She did an episode of that. Look at that.
Yeah.
So that, and TV directing is always one of those weird ones, because they all have like a general feel to the series, so unless like it's them directing the whole thing.
Which is very, very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only example I can think of that is True Detective Season 1. It was all one director.
Right.
But yeah, she's done 3 episodes of Halt and Catch Fire, which I hear is a very good show.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that too. Anyways, though, The Invitation is basically kind of like a little thriller, maybe slash horror. I don't want to say too much. About the worst dinner party ever. this guy and his girlfriend, they get invited to a dinner party at his ex-wife's house, and it's actually the house that he used to live in with her.
Yeah.
And she has a new boyfriend. And it's super weird, super awkward. A lot of weird things happen. Like I said, I don't want to give too many spoilers away. I will say that the movie is a kind of a slow burn, kind of a slow build-up.
Say that.
Yeah. But I do think that once it gets going, it has a very good payoff. I think the road to that is also very good. Like it does a lot of suspense with little violence or showing things. It's all kind of suggested, and it's all kind of – you're kind of in this guy's shoes going, what is going on at this party?
Yeah, and I don't know. I got the sense of like – maybe he's having a mental breakdown.
No, it very much...
he is having a mental breakdown, but like maybe all of this is like in his head. Maybe he's the crazy one.
Absolutely, and they do a great job of that. To the point where like I said, I don't want to go into this too much, but like I was arguing very deep into the movie with my girlfriend, going back and forth, going, well, I think he could just be nuts, but I don't know which way they're gonna go with this. But yeah, it's very much. You're kind of in his shoes going, what's going on? But then you start to question him, and you're like, because he's not altogether there. He's a little emotionally traumatized, and you start to go, well, maybe he's just reading the situation wrong. Although I think there are certain things that you'd go, I don't know how you read that wrong. Something's off here. Regardless, I thought it to be entertaining throughout. I was very much just – it kept me guessing the whole way. I was just going, well, what is that? What is this? And about 3/4 through the movie – I would have been happy with either way that it could have gone, honestly, and I thought it would have been a great movie. The direction that it does decide to go, I found very satisfying. I found it to be like a riveting last half hour with one of the best twist endings I've seen in quite some time. There's just this huge reveal in the last 10 seconds that I thought was a stroke of genius. I think this movie is a little mini kind of masterpiece that I'm giving very strong recommendation. It's actually the easiest 5-star that I've done this year. I've wrestled with Zootopia even, but this for me was an instant 5-star. Chris,
I'm not as high on it as you.
Okay.
We were actually you had seen it first, and I started watching it this afternoon, and I guess we started texting back and forth, and I was about half hour, 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
And I was like, you were like you kind of mentioned, like, that you thought it was great. And I was like, I'm not seeing that yet. And then something happens, and everything gets a little more awkward
Oh, yeah.
after like a certain moment. It definitely brought me in. Like at that point, I was like, all right, I want to see where this is going. Up until that, I was like, this is like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this is really slow. Real like, and I didn't have any, I didn't have any draw to the characters. I didn't care about Will, the main character.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to feel sympathetic for him. Like, he's lost his son. And he's at his, what's it, his ex-wife, I guess they're at that house, his house, as you said.
Yeah.
She's now living with her new boyfriend, husband or whatever, and it was like a little weird to me. Like up until that point, like he's kind of snooping around, like, what are you doing, dude? But then it hits this point where they're playing this game, and I'm like, all right, I could see this moving somewhere. And then he starts getting more and more paranoid, like over the course
Yeah,
of this
it
crap.
really toys with you, and you're like, well, yeah, you're like, maybe he's reading this all wrong. Maybe he is just kind of paranoid, and I don't want to say, which way it goes. I will say that, like, I would have been perfectly fine with it going more of an art house route, and it probably would have been a four for me. But like I said, the way it does go, I just found to be like really, really satisfying. It was like a great payoff for anyone who's patient enough to.
Yeah, well, yeah, I actually think that once it hits that point, which is, it's pretty good way in the movie. I think you said about 75% through, three quarters through. It's a good chunk into the movie, but once it kind of kicks into high gear, it's a lot of fun. And then,
It's such a payoff. You're like,
yeah,
whoa, whoa,
yeah,
whoa. Like,
like
we switched gears here all of a sudden.
does make it worth like. It's definitely well worth a view. Like, whatever reservations I had for those first 40 minutes, the last hour, probably the next 40 minutes really picks it up, and then the final 20 is just fantastic. So,
Yeah, I think once the game starts, it gets more interesting. But then, yeah, there's that turning point that's much later, I'd say about three quarters through the film, where it just really kicks into
yeah,
high gear
it
and you're
takes a
like,
whole
whoa.
nother turn. Like once the game starts, it starts playing with, is something going on here, or
Or
is
is
somebody
he
having
in
a
his head? Yeah.
break? Because he's having like all this time, like he walks through certain rooms of the house and he's having flashbacks, to the time when, he was with his wife and his son was alive. So it's kind of like giving you that. So he's definitely, you definitely get this sense of, he's certainly not over it. I don't know if you ever get over something like that, but
Yeah, I doubt
right. But he is, and it's still rather fresh. It's only been 2 years. His wife left him during the grieving process, so he certainly has some resentment over that. And
Yeah, it's to me that I did get hooked into the characters pretty early on. I found there's a great, like, while it's slow in the first hour or so, there's a great deal, like, an air of mystery to it. And like you said, once it starts to toy with you,
yeah, that's when it
you're,
really gets fun.
and you're like, but you're going, well, all right, these people are obviously a little strange and a little touched, but they went through something bad too, and they're dealing with it in their own way. And yes, while they might be very weird, he might be reading into things a little too much. There's been some changes to the house since he's been there. They got bars on the windows and stuff like that. And he's like, well, why this? Why that? And, maybe it's just, hey, they wanted to make the house look different so they're not constantly thinking about, the kid that they lost. So, yeah, and I don't want to get much deeper into it than that, but except to say that I found this to be a very, very enjoyable movie. This is for thriller or horror fans. I'd say it's required viewing. Your mileage out of the first hour might vary from mine, but I do think that if you stick with it, this is a really clever take on the genre.
Oh yeah, it becomes a fun movie, regardless of what I felt in that beginning portion.
Oh, it's definitely a slow start. And I had some trouble maybe the first 20 minutes, but then once I started to get a lay of the land, I'm going, okay, this is why they're all coming together. Because at first I'm like, why the hell would you go to your ex-wife's house? Like, fuck her, you know? But, you know, then you understand, okay, they lost a kid together. That's why they split. And, you know, and they had a big group of friends. And because of their split and because of what happened to their kid, none of these people have seen each other in like 2 years.
Right, they've all
So.
kind of been separated from each other.
So it's a gesture from his wife and her new boyfriend to try to bring everyone together again and just try to have a good time and sort things out. But God, it's so like that alone is super. That'd be like a very super awkward and probably real situation that happens to people. But then it gets more and more awkward and more weird. And I fucking loved it. And as far as the ending, which I think is fucking brilliant, Chris, what did you think of, like, no spoilers, like, what did you think of, like, that last minute or so of the film?
Yeah, there's a reveal which we're not gonna touch on here at all because we don't want to spoil it. It did just come out, but yeah, it's this holy shit moment.
Like, I was standing up, like, I started, like, I like turned to my girlfriend. I'm like, this movie is fucking genius. Like, that is such a clever. And I remember too when I don't want to say it. I remember too when the ending is alluded to maybe like 20 minutes before it or a little more, with the red thing.
Sure.
I remember like looking at that going, like, like what? Like, I thought maybe it was just a ritual, like remembrance type thing or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, but it just seems kind of there. Like it's innocuous. It's not at the time, like you don't really think anything of it. It's just.
Well, I check marked it in my head, going, okay. That's something, but you know, I never expected it to go where it went, and then the last second, it's like when the sounds, you start to hear sounds in the distance in the film.
Yeah.
When I started to hear that, I started to piece it in my head before they showed the final shot, and I was like a chill went through me, and I was like, this is brilliant filmmaking here. Like, and that last shot was just holy crap, dude. Like, that put it over the top for me. Like, I was already way on board at that point, but when you give me a great little twist like that. I remember, like, right after it ended, I'm like, they need to make a sequel list. And I'm like, thinking about it now, like, I'm a little cooled down about it. I'm like, they don't need to make a sequel, but it's just such an interesting idea what's happening.
No, I can see where you'd want to see, like, I want to see more of this world.
Yeah,
Like,
but we got what we needed, I think. Like,
yeah, it's also, I mean, I think we're going to kind of explore it, maybe end of May, June, but The Purge,
yeah, I kind of like had that vibe, you know, not to say too much, but yeah.
yeah, no, it's just like there's something with The Purge in particular where it's like they've created an awesome world here and something weird and unique is going on in it. And I want to see more of that, but maybe I don't.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's okay being this one-off thing.
You know, I think it is perfect as it is, and I think that if you tried to do a sequel to this, the magic of this movie is just not knowing what's going on. And once you
Yes.
know everything, I think a sequel would be kind of, I mean, unless they got some really smart writers on it, I think it would be very difficult to do.
Yeah, I'll be interested once we move on to once we hit up the Purge. 'Cause I've seen the first two already. I'm not sure if you have seen.
No, I haven't. I've
Right, so
never
you'll be
seen
coming
one.
in cold. I'll be interested to see what you think of the sequel. Maybe we can loop it back in on this at that
Yeah,
point.
I do hear that. Like, at least this is the sense I get from people I've seen talk about it, is that like it's a series that has like a lot of potential, but I don't know that they've ever realized it. And like I said, I have never seen it, and I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that the first one is probably the best. But we'll talk about it when we get there, I
I
guess.
think it is. I think it is a bonkers and ridiculous idea that that would ever, in any reality, happen. But
Yeah.
whatever. I mean, I have to see the movies and see how they sell it. But yeah, I do think that The Invitation is, it's going to be a cult hit. I think it's a sleeper hit of the year, and it has secured a place on my top 10. That's how much I liked it. I'm recommending it with no reservations.
You were giving it 5 stars. I'm gonna give it 4. As I said, when we talked about it, it's a little empty at the beginning for me, but once it kicks in, it's a lot of fun. Like, it definitely turned itself around for me.
Yeah, I will say that to anyone going in, especially if you're not into these types of movies, you're gonna find the first 45 minutes or so pretty slow. But stick with it. This is a, I think it's a top shelf thriller.
Yeah, once the cocaine comes out, it's
Exactly. That was great. I guess, and we could kind of say what the game is. It's not really a game. It's kind of stupid. You just go around in a circle, and I want this. You have to say something you want. It's basically an exercise in oversharing.
yeah.
And it gets super awkward right away when that guy Pruitt starts talking about his wife, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Yeah,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
he
Backpedal, backpedal,
reveal
backpedal.
like, well, get it gets a little awkward at the beginning when the weird chick like just starts making out with
She's naked in the other room, I think, at first. Like, I think you can see her bush or something. I don't know what.
I don't know. She was a weird woman.
She was great. And when the shit starts to hit the fan, I was like, whoa, 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 she's nuts. Like, she did a good job playing a nutso. But yeah, I think we've said
All we can
more than we
say,
needed. Yeah,
actually.
really. This movie is it's a treat, and you don't want to spoil it by knowing too much going in. Like I said, I knew nothing. The way I heard of this movie is I just saw a couple of people on Twitter, like just random people, go, "Oh man, I'm like I forgot who I saw say it." They're like, "Oh, I'm taking so and so to go see The Invitation. I'm going to see it for my second time. I'm taking so and so to see it because it's so good." And I was like,
Huh.
And that's about all I knew. And I typed it in on my remote for my TV on cable, and it popped up, and I saw not only was there a trailer, but I could rent it right away. So I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, I was hoping to find this in theaters. So
Yeah, I kind of like that. Like, this is a movie I don't mind sitting down and watching in front of my television. You know.
most movies I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper.
There are a few that I like the theater experience for, but
Sure, but
there's something nice about just being able to press go on your TV and it works. You watched it probably what through your cable system or
yeah.
yeah, and it's available just about anywhere else. Like, I watched it on Amazon and
Yeah. I probably should have looked around because I guess it was $8 for me, but I think it's cheaper. Amazon's like a dollar less.
Amazon was like a cheap dollar cheaper, so.
Yeah. But however you see it, I mean, and like I said, like most movies, I'd rather, like, I wish Anomalisa would have been available like that right away. So, like, these smaller movies is a great avenue for them to do video on demand. And I don't know why more of them don't do it. Like, dude, like, if you're only going to be shown in a couple hundred theaters across the country, then whatever, put it on demand as well.
Yeah,
People
put
want to
that
see
shit
this
like,
thing.
especially like horror films like this. Like, I don't know if you'd call it horror or not, like
I would.
thriller, but definitely like in that area where it's a genre film. Like,
And it's a smarter one, so it's not like something like Paranormal Activity that everyone will go
right,
see.
like it's a, and I mean these are small films at that, so it's I think giving. Putting it out there and allowing your audience to go get it, and allow word of mouth to hit up is better than just kind of throwing it out in the theaters. And like, this movie made no money in the theaters this past, it's been out
Yeah.
actually for 2 weekends
Couple weeks,
now,
yeah.
and it's made $144,000.
Well, it's probably in 200 theaters or whatever. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah,
Like,
it's not anywhere, but
I do
that
think I think it deserves a bigger, like, a lot of movies that are small. I think, like, there's the one that we're gonna watch for next week called Holidays. I'm like, that seems like a perfect, like, dump out in the theater, and you're gonna make your money back. You know what I mean? But
Sure. I mean, especially like if, I mean, the reason that I got pulled into Holidays was Kevin Smith is
me too.
Put a short on. Yeah. I didn't even know anything about it until I happened to see Kevin Smith mention it, I guess, on Facebook.
I had heard about it, like I saw a news story, something about Kevin Smith was doing a segment in this movie, and I'm like, oh, I love anthology horror, and right. It's all like different holidays, and I finally, because to me, I think Kevin Smith has been pretty hit or miss lately, as much as I love him, so I was kind of like on the fence about it. You mentioned it yesterday, I watched the trailer for it, and I was like, ah, it looks fun, but like, it's like from the directors of this, and this, and that, and it's like, not a single horror movie on that list they said from the directors from I thought was amazing, so I'm like, right. We'll see, but like, you know, shorter format, you could do a lot of cool things with 10 to 20 minutes, you know, like, so someone who made a crappy 90-minute horror movie could make a pretty strong, like, little short horror story, you know, like, you never know. I'm interested to see it, so I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Like, but yeah, like a movie like that though that has, you say Kevin Smith did something and his fans will go out and see it, and like it won't make a ton of money, but I'm sure Holidays didn't cost a ton of money to make.
That's the thing. It's probably a $10 million budget, or let's say $30 million. It's going to make $30 million if you put that in the theaters, I would think. Like, the problem is you have to put probably a $30 million marketing campaign behind it, which, like, I guess I get not wanting to do that, but it would make its money back. And then if you did it with video on demand in conjunction with it, like, I don't see it. It seems like a win-win situation to me, so I don't know why more. I'm waiting for the first, and this is the other thing too as well. Like, while I would rather see something like Civil War in the theater,
right?
I'm waiting for the first like big blockbuster movie that does that. Like, just do it at the same time. Give us the option. It's 2016, man. I could order anything from my fucking couch, and it'll be here tomorrow. Like,
yep.
Why can't you know? Why do I have to go to the theater? Because you know. Like I said, I would like to probably see Civil War in theater, but some of these longer movies, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably rather see it at home where I could have a drink and have a cigarette or.
Yeah, whatever. I bet you would have liked Batman vs. Superman a whole lot more if you could have.
Probably. Yeah, if I would have been fucking shit faced by halfway point, I'm like, oh, this is rad. They're beating each other up.
Exactly. All right. Well,
moving along.
Yeah. That was all I saw this week. So you saw a couple movies that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, you were pretty. You thought you liked Spy.
I thought it was fun.
I think I'm in the same boat with you. I think it's a 3-star for me.
That's what I gave it.
Yeah, I think you did, and I think you said that it's slow to start off, but once it gets going, it's really funny. I think it's pretty funny throughout, but I think I did catch, like, there's a turning point for Melissa McCarthy's main character where she goes from, like, this, like, frumpy, like, frightened character to all of a sudden she's, like, badass, like,
yes.
Fucking talking shit to everybody.
And that's when,
that's the turn.
That clicked for me. It was like, yes, this is what I wanted. This is the movie.
Because, like, you know, starting off, she's like, oh, who, me? And then all of a sudden, she's like, I'm going to fucking stick my hand up your ass. And I'm going to stick the other hand down your throat. And I'm going to fucking pump your heart like a fucking organ. And I'm like, okay. Like, damn. Like, it's kind of weird because, like, I don't know. I found her to be problematic in the first hour. She seemed too desperate for attention. It seemed like a kind of a tired cliche of like, oh, I wish that like my partner liked me and like I wish I could have a boyfriend. Like, that shit is fucking so tired.
Yep.
And then, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's just fucking talking shit to everybody and taking names.
Yeah, when she flips, it goes like, I think that's when like it clicked for me. Like, yes, this is what I wanted.
I do think, though, that the funniest fucking thing in the whole goddamn movie was Jason Statham. Like, dear God,
yes,
that guy, like, I really would love to see Quentin Tarantino work with him. Like, that guy could deliver a line of dialogue like nobody's business, which is funny because he was just, like, he started off his career as a stuntman and, like, stumbled into acting. He's very charismatic and funny, always. Mm-hmm. Like, he always has been. I love Crank 1 and 2. And he's fucking hilarious here. And my favorite line in the whole movie is in like the first 20 minutes when he's like, "I know there's a fucking face-off machine, and you're fucking lying."
Yes.
Like he's talking about how he wants to do the face-off thing from the
Yeah,
face-off movie.
he
He's
was.
like, "I know there's a fucking face-off machine." Like, I don't know why I laughed so hard at that. Like, and part of it is just Jason Statham's delivery is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's a goofy, fun movie. I just, the reason I would go 3 on it instead of anything higher is because it is kind of throwaway entertainment, I think.
Sure.
It'll fade in your memory kind of quickly, and it has the disadvantage from my perspective of, I just saw Kingsman
Yeah, which is
in the
such a
last
better
month.
movie.
Yeah, like, Kingsman is like, Kingsman really does work as both a spoof and the real deal, and this tries to do the same thing. It does have good action sequences in it. It's just a little bit, just kind of like, it's just forgettable popcorn
It's
entertainment.
a bit too Austin Powersy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which is weird because I heard they're making another one of those, but
Oh God,
yeah, I
no.
don't.
Never been a fan, honestly.
What's his name? The guy who did Austin Powers, he's I guess he's,
Wrecker?
well, no, what the hell is his name? The
Mike
actor,
Myers?
yeah, Mike Myers, who's been kind of retired for a while.
Well, I mean, he did a string. He like went the Adam Sandler route, kind of, and he knew better. Like, at the very least, give him credit for walking away for a while. Like Adam
Yeah,
Sandler's not done that.
he did The Love Guru, which was his
And it
last like
bombed.
big
And, yeah.
movie. And he, I mean, I guess he was in, he's credited as being in Inglourious Basterds, but then it's just been like Shrek shit since then.
Is he in Inglourious Basterds?
He is credited here on his IMDb
You don't remember?
pages, General Ed Fenech. I don't know who that is, but
I don't remember that film. I did not like
I
it.
did, yeah. It's one of the Tarantino movies I am not a fan of, so.
Like, yeah, and I could stomach, like, I loved Hateful Eight, and I think that most people did not like it as much, but so, yeah, it's saying a lot to me, which is weird, though. I do remember some people, like, really loving Inglourious Basterds. I was like, that was a fucking snooze fest.
There is like a 5 minute scene where you talk about cream. Like, it's bad. It's a bad movie. It's 3 hours fucking long.
Was just weird. Like, generally, I could watch Quentin Tarantino make a movie about anything, and it could be boring, and I'd be fine, but for some reason, that movie did not click with me.
And there are good things about it. It's just it's just not a cohesive film.
Well, and he kind of, like, in the lead up to Inglourious Basterds, he talked about it like it was going to be like this rip roaring, like, World War II actioner, like, and dear God, it was anything but. Like,
Yeah.
it was like, for a World War II movie, you couldn't get more dull and like centered around a fucking theater, I remember, or something, and it's like that's nothing to do with fucking anything. Anyways, we're getting
No,
off
it's like it
topic,
was like an
but
alternate history World War II
yeah.
as well, 'cause like don't they kill Hitler in the theater?
I was that it? Yeah, I don't remember. I remember like the climax or like the whole big second half was like in this theater. Yeah, and it was a bunch of bullshit, but whatever.
Yep, fuck that movie.
Yeah.
But
Sorry. I
yeah,
love Tarantino, so
Austin Powers 4 has been announced, so.
I've never been on board with any of them. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people love the first three.
They're okay.
To me, it's just that's always been really goofy, dumb comedy, which is like, I'm a hard sell on comedy in the first place
Right.
sometimes, and when it goes into that territory, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just never, like, people will quote like dumb comedies at me all the time. They're like, "You don't remember? You don't ever seen that?" I'm like, I might have seen it, but I don't fucking religiously remember the lines from this stupid ass movie.
Yeah, there are people that I associate with to do that all the time. It's like I just like smile and shake my head. Yeah, that's great.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I quote movies all the time too. Like, I quote Dazed and Confused all the time, or certain early Jon Favreau movies. But, and most people will probably like not catch those references either. But I
Right,
just
right.
don't. Anyway, Spy, it's fine. Like, it's a fine rental, and I think 3 is about right for it.
Cool.
What the hell else did I see? Oh.
Oh, shit.
I saw The Good Dinosaur, which you reviewed. I think you saw it in theaters the week it came out.
I did. It came out like Thanksgiving. Took my kids to see it.
Kind of like this really strangely overlooked Pixar movie, which I found surprising because I know you said you liked it, but you know, just it really was like for Pixar, it was under the radar and kind of in the shadow of a movie that came out not too long before it, within the 6 months. I'm kind of surprised how overlooked The Good Dinosaur is. It's a very cute movie. I think that the little caveman boy in it is like beyond cute. Like I want a plushie of that fucking thing. Like he's, I don't know. I really want
you could get a Disney Infinity figure of him.
I did see that there's like a plushie of it. I'm like considering clicking
Joe on like, that.
Like he's so cute, dude. Like he's like a dog. So that, yeah, that's like the weird thing. I know we already reviewed this, but it's like the premise of the world is asteroid missed Earth, so dinosaurs never went extinct. Humans never really evolved, or if they are evolving, you know, they're doing it at the same time with the dinosaurs, and so you have like an adventure with a dinosaur and this little caveman boy who's super cute. I think that the story and the message are even a little too simple for like Pixar, like a little too simple and broad. It's a little just like overcome your fears and
yeah,
you know, nothing to fear but fear itself, essentially. Like
it's, I mean, even like looking at Zootopia, like
think of how more complex like, the message.
Yeah, like like I was gonna say it's a classic Disney kind of film, but
yeah,
even like the Disney Animation Studios has moved on to more complex storytelling, and this is kind of a throwback to like, I mean, there's a lot of correlation to The Lion King.
Yeah, I guess, which is funny because I have not seen The Lion King from the first day I ever saw it when I was a kid. I know people like really look up to that movie, and I mean to watch it again, but I do have like a sense or somewhat of a memory of what happens in it. So yeah, I get what you're saying. But yeah, you're absolutely on the mark on that. It's like, and you look at Inside Out, which is by Pixar a couple months earlier, like the stuff in that is super way more complex. And like you said, even the traditional Disney animation studios are moving towards like Zootopia, I think is like a very daring, animated film, like the things that it tackles. This is just, like you said, it's a very old school, like a message for kids about you could overcome your fears. Like they're nothing to be afraid of, you know? So it's like this little wimpy dinosaur who's afraid of everything. He loses his dad. He wanders from home and gets lost and goes on an adventure with his caveman kid to try to get back to his home. But I started to get really into it once he gets lost and he's starting to make his way home. Cause then from there it turns into like a survival movie where you're going up river.
Mm-hmm.
But for kids, you know, but I love survival, like nature movies like that, like, you know, Man Against Nature, or in this case, Dinosaur Against Nature. Had a few laughs here and there. Like I said, I can't get over how goddamn cute the little fucking caveman kid was. And it had some super, like, not subtle at all tearjerker moments, which definitely did the job for both me and my girlfriend, where I was just like, you can't do that. Like, not a kid's movie, don't do that. Even though I know, like, Pixar does it to me every fucking time, it seems like.
Yeah, Pixar's great at that, doing that.
Like, when it catches you so off guard, and especially in this movie, too, because up until whenever, like, when they start doing this stuff, it's, like, very light and very, well, no, there is, like, a death very early on, but then there comes this moment where, like, him and this caveman kid are sitting on a beach trying to explain their families to each other using only, like, you know, sticks and rocks around them, and boy, oh boy, is that fucking heartbreaker of a scene. But yeah, so I generally liked it, and I, like, the more it went on, I was like, why is this so overlooked? Like, the only thing I could figure is, like you said, is it's very traditional, but, like, I never saw Frozen. Was Frozen non-traditional? That was a huge hit. That's like their biggest hit in a long time.
Yeah, Frozen's a weird movie. Like I enjoy Frozen. It is very much your prototypical you know,
princess movie.
Princess movie, but it does it twists. It makes some
modernized a little bit.
Yeah. Where, you know, she is I mean, they did the same with Tangled, like where Rapunzel wasn't, you know, the damsel in distress, like she was able to help herself, and and I mean, they make a big deal out of Elsa being like the star of Frozen, but it's really Anna, her sister's movie. Like she's she's the heroine, like that, you know, she saves the movie. Like she is the main character. Elsa is kind of the offshoot, the ice queen. So but yeah, they play with some tropes there, and it's actually that may be a little more modern than The Good Dinosaur even. So
yeah, but so yeah, I guess I could get why some people don't see it as special, but like, dude, compared to the Disney movies I got when I was a kid, which were also fantastic, this stands up with them. Like, this is
I think it fits in.
It's a really nice movie, and pretty easy 4 stars for me, actually. I really liked it, and fuck, if you can make me cry with fucking dinosaurs and a little cape, good job, you know. I want to throw something out there, I guess, to you, because you probably could be an expert on this. First off, in terms of the Disney animated movies, like, do I need to see Brave? Should that be on my list?
I like Brave. It's probably on the same level as The Good Dinosaur. Once again, a little traditional in its delivery. Although, you know,
it's not a bad thing. Like,
I don't think Brave's a bad movie. I know, like, it's not Cars 2. I think Brave is actually pretty decent. So, like, if you like Pixar movies, Brave does some good stuff.
Oh, I asked you about Brave. What did I ask you? Frozen.
Frozen is worth a watch too.
Like, I'll be okay with it. You think I come on away? I'm not gonna be like, fuck that.
I mean, it's if you like classic Disney stuff, that's what it is. Like, it's a classic Disney movie. It just happens to be more recent.
You think there was something to it, though, or was it just marketing? Like, dude, that movie exploded. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of marketing to it, but I mean, I think the songs are decent. It's like it's a
and it is old school. Music. Yeah, it is old school. Like music numbers every
yeah time. Yeah, yeah. They there's a lot of singing. There's but the writing is actually pretty good in some of that stuff. Did you see Tangled?
No.
I mean, I think Tangled is a little better than Frozen, but
I remember you really liking that when it came out.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, Wreck-It Ralph also from Disney Animation Studios, very good.
I saw that. I think it got too overrated for me or something when I went in to watch it, because I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people built up the classic kind of arcade feel to it, and it's a cute movie. Like, it's not.
I think I might have been in the wrong mood when I watched it or something too. Like, I don't know.
Sure.
You gotta kind of be in like the.
Yes.
In the mood to let those, you know, like, I'm fucking 34 years old. I'm watching movies about fucking dinosaurs and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So I got in a conversation with Amanda, our friend Amanda, the other day on Twitter, and she's like asking me which Pixar movies I have not seen. Okay. And I listed them out for her, and I want you to recommend me one out of these, like, which is the one to see. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Finding Nemo, Brave, Monsters, Inc., Cars 1 and 2, and A Bug's Life. Those are the ones I have not seen.
Well, Finding Nemo, you need to rectify that immediately.
I seen half of that one, though.
That's my favorite Pixar movie, so.
Like, ever?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Like, all right. I know it is a lot of people's, like, favorite, but.
Yeah, it actually, like, it's up there. Like, I view Beauty and the Beast as probably my favorite, like, Disney animated movie. And it's up there, like, on the same level.
Okay.
For all right. me. I mean,
the others then. Pick one out of the others because that's an easy like. All
Yeah.
right.
What were the other ones? The car
Brave.
Brave, Cars 2.
Cars 1 and 2.
Oh, Cars 1 and 2.
Monsters Inc. 1 and 2. Was there Monsters Inc. 2?
The Monsters University, which I don't think I saw Monsters University. It
Okay,
might
so I
be
haven't seen those.
one that I have a hole in. I would say Monsters Inc. Like that's a
Really?
really good. It's really it's cute. Like the little kid Boo is great, but I think it's John Goodman and the hell is the other dude? He hosts the Oscars every once in a while.
Billy Crystal?
Yes, Billy Crystal does. Mike Wazowski, the little eyeball guy, and they're great, both Goodman and Crystal, fantastic in that movie. So, yeah, I would definitely say watch that one over like Cars 2 or Cars or
Heard
Brave.
Cars are bad. I heard both of them are bad.
Cars is okay. Cars 2 is not a good movie.
No.
Cars though is cute. Like it's a low tier Pixar movie, but it's not a bad movie.
Okay.
Cars 2 might be a bad movie.
And final question on this topic. Will Finding Nemo make me cry? Knowing my track record. Oh, I guess I should give you my track record. I've cried to Wall-E, to Up, and to The Good Dinosaur. I did not cry at Toy Story 3, though.
I don't think I cried at Toy Story 3.
I know a lot of people did that, like the incinerator part or the very ending, maybe.
Oh.
I know a
Oh,
lot of
where he
people were like,
dropped off the toy.
yeah, it's time
Yeah.
to grow up. Yeah.
I didn't love Toy Story 3, but
I thought 2 was better. 2 was more fun.
yes. I think Toy Story 3 is a very good movie, but I do not love it.
Yeah, no.
Like if I were to go back and watch a Toy Story movie right now, it would be Toy Story 2. Like
Yeah, it's the most fun one. It's like the most action-packed of I thought. Like I watched them all in a row when Toy Story 3 came out, I watched them all in a row for the first time, and 2 was the best by far.
Cars is okay. Finding Nemo though will make you cry. Not in like, I think the high bar there is Up, right? Like Up hits you in the
Dude,
first like
I
ten
well
minutes of that movie.
for sure, but like, dude, Good Dinosaur and Wall-E got me really hard. Like, Wall-E got me. I remember in the theater, like trying to cover it up. I forgot who I was with, some girl, and I was like trying to cover it up because like it's this stupid part near the end that most people just like probably took for granted. And were like, okay, it's gonna resolve itself in a minute. But I thought it was going really dark, where like he like his memory is wiped and he can't remember the girl or whatever from the whole movie, and I was like, oh shit, dude! Like, he lost all his memories, and like, all we are is memories. Like, I just went real deep on it in the theater and started crying. Like, it
Finding Nemo might make you cry.
was weird. I'm an easy pushover when it comes to that shit.
There are a couple moments in that movie that it's mostly like lighthearted humor, like most Pixar movies, like
That's
even
what they do. They sucker punch you.
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, life sucks.
Finding Nemo gets you early on with something that happens, and then depending upon your emotional state at the end of the movie, you may also have a reaction to that. So,
Well, I will, because I plan to see the sequel this summer. It's like the
yeah,
fifth
I'm
summer
like
movie.
super excited for
Yeah.
Finding Dory. One, cause Ellen DeGeneres is probably the best thing about that movie. Dory is fantastic in Finding Nemo. So.
Yeah, like I saw the preview in the theater, and I was just like, I need to be excited to see a new Pixar movie this summer because I love them, and so I need to watch Finding Nemo. So I'm gonna fix that. Anyways, we got way sidetracked.
Yeah.
I forgot, did we discuss all the film? Yeah, we discussed
Yeah,
all the
we
films
did.
that we saw for the week.
And you watched the finale to Breaking Bad, not Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
I can't go deep into it because you have not seen it yet. I found
Oh.
it to be somewhat less exciting than the episode before that. I thought
Which
the
you had a
episode,
fear when we talked about it last week.
yeah,
You had a fear that might happen.
But there was so much up in the air at the end of that episode that I'm like, oh man, they could go for really like intense season finale. And it felt like certain things just kind of deflated a little bit in the season finale. If anything, it was like a setup for season three where it got you really excited for season three.
Okay.
A really, really cool like last shot. Like we were like, ooh, that's not good. But I did see what happened. I saw it coming a little bit. Like I knew it was going to happen. So, but it's still cool. But they're like still leaning really heavily on the Chuck Jimmy stuff where I'm like, I thought they were going to kind of wrap that up this season and then
right.
be like he's turning into Saul. Not so much. I think that the series, they do have a certain problem with it. And I did watch they had a talking bad after it.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince Gilligan kind of like alluded to like what I think is part of the problem of the series. He's like he said as much. He was like, you have this problem where like you don't want to catch up to what like the people already know. So you're trying to like double back a lot and invest as much as you can in the time before that.
Right.
And it's like, I kind of get that, but you could still have, you could get him into the Breaking Bad era and still have, he has other clients and stuff besides
right.
Walt.
Like you could have, like, cause Walt wasn't his only
yeah,
thing.
Like, well, yeah. Yeah. He was a criminal attorney before that. So like,
And I'm sure that he didn't stop doing shady stuff, like, outside of Walt. Like, he was probably scamming other people. And
like, I do remember, like, the first time Walt finds him in Breaking Bad. I want to say, like, he's, like, tied up somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And like, he thought Walter was coming to kill him. And he's like, oh, you're not the guy coming. Like, he was in the middle of bad shit in Breaking Bad when Walter found him. So
right.
It's like, I get into that as soon as possible, please. But otherwise, it went against my expectations in the finale, like it was really well done. Like I think you'd be happy with it. It's just not where you expect going in.
Speaking of AMC shows, that is now wrapped up, right? Better Call Saul is
for the
done
year.
For season two. I watched the first two episodes of Fear the Walking Dead, which I know you out on The Walking Dead completely.
I did see part of the premiere of this season just because I was in a hotel room and I had the TV on.
Fear the Walking Dead, I didn't dislike season one. Season two has not been good so far.
Really? I was there on a boat.
Yeah, they're on a boat. Which, how it gets to that point in season one is pretty cool, but now they're on a boat, and that's kind of a problem, because, I mean, the boat causes, there are other issues out there, other people have boats as well, and, like, that's always been the big thing with The Walking Dead, is people are more dangerous than the dead. But this first episode was okay, but then the second episode was something you've complained about with The Walking Dead and other people, where there's like nothing happens, like it's an hour of something, but it doesn't push anything forward at all.
Yeah,
like nothing happens, and it looked like, oh, we're gonna get a new cast member, and it is all ripped away at like the last like few seconds of this episode, and it's like, that was, maybe I know what everyone is saying about The Walking Dead now, because that was shit. Like, that was a waste of time.
I'm okay, though, with, like, singular episodes that are, like their own thing. I'm fine with that, but my problem with The Walking Dead, though, is the series as a whole has that problem, where it doesn't want to commit to a finality to the story and what's happening to the characters. It just kind of recycles the same thing over and over. It always, to me, like from what I was watching, it always felt like each new season kind of had the same conflict of, we have to survive, we have to get somewhere, and the place that we find is not safe, and other people are bad, and any other people that you run into are bad, and they're going to try to kill you, which is fine. But like, if you, once you make that point like twice, it's time to start moving to something else.
You quit what, right around Terminus?
Yeah.
So they go after Terminus, they go to Alexandria, and
it's another place.
Like, they've been there though, and that's where they stay for I mean,
Is Alexandria the prison that they were at?
Alexandria is like a I guess it's in Virginia or something. It's like a little community of houses that is walled off.
Oh, the governors?
No, it's
No.
like something like different. Like it's kind of like what the governor had where he, but it's in a different area. It's there were new people there. And now there's a bigger group of people and they all live there. And actually they're going to war in the next season with this other group.
Yeah, and it was a lot of, I mean, yeah, it was always, they're like a new bad group. Like any group they ran into was bad, no matter what. Which, I mean, I get it. I'm fine with it being grim. I'm just saying they're doing it over and over. And then any, like, it seemed like they would add new characters and then kill the new characters off. Like, have them for like half a season, kill them off. Like, it's a big deal. But all, like, the real characters, for the most part, not. Meant the most part, but a lot of them are safe. Like, they're not gonna kill fucking Daryl, dude. Like, guarantee you they're not gonna do that. Like,
I bet they do.
Well,
It's either Daryl or Glenn. I mean, Glenn was the one killed.
and Glenn was the one who's supposed, like, and that's a, dude, I hate shit like that. Like, I watched, I actually randomly caught the Glenn death scene
Right.
earlier in the season. Like, I turned on AMC at that point and I saw it. And I was like, dude, that seemed like real cheap. Like, probably I thought it was probably real if they killed him, but it was like super shady the way they did it. And
I would have preferred that they killed him that way, and then like allowed when they introduce Negan to who's the guy who he has killed one of the group at the end of this last season.
yeah, I know, and I heard about that as well. I'm just like everything I hear about it since I left, I'm like. Happy I left. Really happy I left.
It's fine. I still enjoy it, but Fear the Walking Dead
No.
not doing it for me. The only reason I actually watched it, because I made time last Sunday, because I thought Game of Thrones was on, and I was a week early, and I was already sitting down, and I was like, I'll just
I
watch it on
think
AMC.
you did say to me on The Last Perfectly Sane or something, you were like, yeah, there's Game of Thrones Sunday. I was like, really? Like, oh yeah, and I ended up looking it up like that Sunday. I was like, oh no, it's next Sunday.
I was a week early, so I like actually had sat down, I'm all ready to watch it, and not Game of Thrones. So I watched Fear the Walking Dead instead, and I was like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah, probably.
So holidays next week.
Yeah.
You gonna try and see anything else? I might see if there's something else going on.
I want to see The Jungle Book, but I don't know if I'll get
I
a
do want to
chance.
see that too. I don't know if I'm gonna get out to the theater though.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to get the theater. Probably, I don't know. We'll see. But I have Everest coming, like that mountain climbing movie, whatever.
Okay.
Fuck. Night Before. These are the ones I said last time, but still waiting on Forest.
Let me know which one of those you watch. I might try and fit one of those in then too. Because I definitely want to see The Night Before, and I kind of wanted to see The Forest. I'm actually surprised that it's already out because that came out in January in theaters. So.
It's funny, all three of these movies I've heard zero about. I don't think I've know a single person that saw Everest, like, and I don't remember it having bad ratings or anything. It was just nobody gave a shit.
Right.
So
And then the week, well, probably won't be on our next episode, but the episode after, two in the future, Green Room looks like it's expanding
nice.
to wide release, and Ratchet and Clank comes out, so I will probably try and see both of those when they come out on the 29th.
Green Room, like that's another great example of one that should be on demand. Like
Yeah, well,
that.
I would have immediately
Exactly. It looks great.
watched that.
Fucking Patrick Stewart being all badass.
Yeah.
What was that? Are you going to see Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
I don't care about him enough. Like I like the games, but I don't care about him enough to see the movie. If the movie gets like good reviews or you say it's really good, maybe, but
I'm a little scared because there's nobody's seen it yet. Well, maybe somebody has seen it, but there are no reviews out yet, so there's an embargo on it.
yeah. And you know what's amazing is that Civil War movie has reviews out already, and that's what, mid fucking May that comes out?
It's the for it's
Oh, it's
two or
this.
three weeks. It's the first week of May, I think.
Oh, wow. That's closer than I thought. But
Maybe it's
regardless, like, dude, they've
yeah,
been out for like
May
months.
6th. Yeah.
And we've had the reviews forever, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess
obviously Disney did a
they're
good job.
confident.
Like
Yeah.
it's at 96%, so
And I've seen some like very glowing shit about it. I always
yeah.
thought it looked good. Like from both the trailers, I was like, I am not into the Avengers, but this movie looks like really good, you know? So I'm hoping I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you I don't know if you even care, but like they're doing a lot of that, like, are you team Cap or team Iron Man? And I like look at like Iron Man's team, I'm like, I don't know how you can be team Cap. it's like Iron Man, Scarlet Witch, Black Panther, Falcon, not Falcon, War Machine, like Spider-Man. It's like I'm all over Iron Man's team.
Oh, I didn't even think about it, about like who's on the team. To me, it was just like, you know, those two characters. And I think like they've been playing Tony Stark up as like a dick in the last couple movies. So I'm kind of like Team Cap just because of that. But I didn't even think about like who's on your team.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be watching something, so.
And we'll definitely be seeing that one week it comes out, I'm pretty sure,
Yeah,
right?
for sure.
So yeah, there's stuff we got. We always figure out something. So
Yep.
no.
I guess we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.